Back here on the Mighty 690 1010, and it is time for our update on all things Independence. Lisa Wilson joins us this morning. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
It sure is. It could taste the spring here.
Yes. It's a beautiful day.
As we actually get into summer. So there you go. Got a lot going on here. So where do you want to start out?
So I received a request from the city to mention brush pickup. So because of all of the storms, there's lots of limbs and things that are down around the community, and they wanted to remind everyone to go onto the city's Facebook page, and you can just look it up, City of Independence. It's also on their website, but the easiest way I found it was just to go on their Facebook page, and the city is divided up into 15 zones. And if you find where you live and what zone that matches up to, you will know when the city is going to be in your neighborhood to pick up your brush. If right now they're in zones 3 and 4. So if you are in zone 1 and 2 and they've already been to your neighborhood, they will not come back until they finish the entire community. But you can go ahead and make a request on CClickFix, or you can give them a call at 332-2507. Everyone else, just wait patiently for the city to show up in your neighborhood, and they will pick up your brush. They're asking that everyone stacks their brush and tree limbs by the curb, not in the street because that impairs parking, and not on top of a water meter or other utility fixtures for obvious reasons. So be mindful and courteous about where you are placing all of your limbs and brush that you would like the city to come by and pick up. They do this as a courtesy. They do it for free, and we need to be good citizens and put it where they would like it to be. So again, they're in zones 3 and 4 right now, and they also don't want you to put it in the alley. So go put it out by the curb, because that's where they're going to drive by and pick it up. But again, do not put it in the alley. Do not put it in the streets. Please don't put it on top of water meters or other utility fixtures. And there's no need to call the city if you are in zones 3 and 4, because they're coming your way, or beyond 5 through 15. The only time you need to call the city is if, again, you are in zone 1 and 2. And so make a call so they can put you on the list, but just know it might be a while before they get to you. So anyway, were there lots of tree limbs down in Coffeeville?
There were a few, but you guys have, again, Independence are getting kind of a lot worse of it. It seems like this past couple go-rounds, it's kind of gone around in Coffeeville. It's weird enough. It's just kind of been split in the county.
Yeah, we got a little bit of hail. Was that Sunday evening, maybe? Not at my house, but at my sister's. The electricity kind of flashed a little bit, but all in all, we lucked out because we went from thunderstorms to tornado warning.
Yeah.
And back to thunderstorms.
Exactly.
So, yes.
So we had the rotation all across the northern part of the county, but after that one warning, it never came back. So that was good.
Yes. So, and again, I think we should all be mindful of our safe place to be in case there is inclement weather that would bring on a tornado. We need to make sure that we know where to get in our own homes. If there's a family, a friend, a neighbor that you can get in their basement, be sure and make arrangements to do that. I do not have a basement, but I go to my daughter's that has a basement, and make sure that you find your safe place to be. I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about First Friday. So First Friday is going to be a week later, this month, well, in July, because of the holiday. So I'm looking for a calendar. Is that on the 11th? Hold on here.
There you go.
Be on the 10th. So the First Friday sponsor this month in July would be Workforce One. And they formerly were known as Kansas Works. So they will be our sponsor and be talking about all of the services that they provide. And then our speakers will be Chase Hunter, who is the muralist who has been painting our some murals in Independence and some other works of art that are popping up around the community, some public spaces artwork. So he'll be speaking, as well as Jude Stafford, who is an Independence High School graduate and just recently graduated from Harvard. So we'll be hearing from him and about his experience. And then also Rhonda Stephen, who is the director of Little House on the Prairie, will be there to talk about Little House on the Prairie, the activities they have planned for the summer with Carrie Days, and then also the musical that will be performed out on the prairie later this summer, as well as touching on the Netflix series that's scheduled to be launched, I believe, on July the 9th. So everyone is invited to attend First Friday. Again, this in July, it will be a week later. It's from 7:30 to 9. It's free to the community. And while not everyone can attend First Friday because of work schedules and family obligations, it is on Facebook Live. So you can go to the city's Facebook page and it'll be on there, as well as we will share it onto the Chamber's Facebook page, which is Get Independence. Let's see. We have lots of things planned out in the park. I'll be talking about that here in a minute. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you that the Miss Able Summer Blast-Off event that was scheduled a couple weeks ago and was rained out is scheduled for this Thursday. So hopefully the weather will cooperate this Thursday, and we'll be able to get out and finish the celebration while we we're able to squeeze in a few of the activities. We weren't able to squeeze in everything. So Four Paws is celebrating 50 years, and so they will be providing free hot dogs and chips and a drink plus an ice cream cup over by the miniature train, and that will take place from 5:30 to 7. I think they have enough for about 200, so they'll be serving as long as it lasts. So be sure and head that direction from 5:30 to 7. During that same time frame, you'll be able to sign up for some free bikes and scooters. They have 3 bikes and 2 scooters that they're going to be giving away, courtesy of Four Paws and Walmart. So previously, it was supposed to be a scavenger hunt, and then you put your name in for the drawing. But because we're trying to get everything caught up and taken care of in a shorter amount of time, they're not going to do the scavenger hunt as a requirement to enter in to the drawing for the bikes and the scooters. You'll still be able to do the scavenger hunt because it's fun to do, but basically you can just come sign up for one of the bikes and one of the scooters. Each one of the bikes, while they're all different sizes, you'll be able to, when you sign up, drop your name in the bucket that corresponds to the bike that you're hoping to win. So be sure and drop by and do that. And then the drawings will take place at 7 o'clock, and I think they'll go Facebook Live and do those drawings for, again, the 3 scooters and the 2 scooters and 3 bikes. And I also want to give a shout out to Atmos Energy because they're providing the cooker for the hot dogs. And they also provided the cooker for the Rotary fundraiser that we did last Friday. And it's an amazing setup.
It is.
Yeah. And we're so fortunate to have that. And we appreciate their generosity. So get out and, again, get some free dinner, hot dogs, chips, and a drink, plus an ice cream cup, 5:30 to 7 this Thursday at the train depot to the first 200. Bike and scooter giveaway will take place at 7, so get signed up. And then from 5 to 8:30, we'll have free rides. So we'll have train rides, carousel rides, and miniature golf, and we'll be giving out all of the prizes that we already had listed previously. So if you are on the train, you'll get if you're listening, you won't be able to see this, but if you're watching on Facebook, you'll be able to get this little tube of bubbles. All the kids.
Can you demonstrate?
You want me to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. All the kids that get on the train will be able to get bubbles. And
yeah,
I know.
That's great.
That'd be fun. If all the kids started blowing bubbles, that'd be a great photo.
Big fan of bubbles, myself.
Yeah, me too. And space balls for golf. Miniature golf, so everyone will get a bouncy ball there. And then if you ride the carousel, you'll get the fidget spinner. I'll leave this one for you.
Good,
so
good,
yeah,
thank
they're
you.
Pretty They're pretty fun.
We'll use them.
And then we also will be picking up some postcards that we'll be giving out and the commemorative buttons that we had made. And I believe those will be over, I think maybe they'll be at the Snack Shack. And we're also going to have some bracelets at the Snack Shack. I believe we're going to be, so if you go over there and get a treat, you'll be getting one of these rubber bracelets as well. So prizes are everywhere. And we encourage everyone to get out and celebrate the 67th anniversary of Miss Able's successful space launch. And Miss Able was born on Monkey Island and is now the property of the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. So, and we're working to try to get, while she is in delicate condition, we're working to get the Jupiter rocket on loan. And it will be hopefully in 2027 coming to independence. And we'll share that with the Cosmosphere if our application goes through. So that will be fun. Yeah. So that's what's going on at the park and the zoo. And tonight is Mid-Continent Band. And while we typically meet at the Hilly Band Shell, this particular concert will be held at the high school Performing Arts Center. And not because of the extreme heat, because typically that's when they will go inside when the temperatures really get hot in the evening. But they're going to the PAC tonight because they need a piano, because there's a special concert. This is the conductor tonight will be Erin Shelton. She is the band director at the high school, and she has taught 6th through 12th grade for 24 years in the school district. She is incredible and amazing and dedicated and talented individual that we're so fortunate to have. And again, she will be conducting tonight, and they have coordinated something that I think will be really fun. So Jocelyn Goodwin, who is a clarinetist, will be playing, and she's a PSU graduate. So they're showcasing some local graduates from the area that are talented musicians and have invited them back to perform and play. So Jocelyn Goodwin will be coming, will be performing on her clarinet. And again, she's a Pitt State graduate. Lexi Brown will be playing her clarinet, and she is attending K-State. And Isabella Ayala is she is attending Emporia State University, and she's in the marching band, and she's also a drum major. Well, she's a drum major for the marching band. And then Wyatt Small is a plays his saxophone tonight, and he is also attending Kansas State University. So they will be playing their regular pieces, but they will be showcasing these talented youth. So I think that will be a fun concert tonight. So that will be at 8 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. So be sure and put that on your things to do today and get out and enjoy some music. Sycamore Fireworks is open for the season now through July the 4th, and from 9 to 11. Well, they're open from 9 to 11. And this Friday, June 26th, they will host a fireworks demonstration at dusk. And during the demo, they will be having some prize drawings. There's going to be tickets handed out at 8 o'clock, and you must be present to win. And their fireworks are all air-conditioned. They support the military, and they're located out at Sycamore on Highway 75. And I say that because a lot of fireworks stands just come into town, and we give them their money, and they leave. And this is a local business. They open up every year, and they contribute to a lot of causes. So, and they're a chamber member, and so we wanted to give them a little extra shout-out there. Speaking of fireworks, the Independence Rotary Club had a very successful Nathan's Beef Franks lunch last Friday from 11 to 1 at Patio 210. So thank you to everybody who came by. We made around $3,000 in a couple of hours, and close to $2,000 was also received in additional fireworks donations. So a lot of generosity took place last Friday. And so I'm excited to report, as probably many of you have seen on Facebook, that we are close to meeting our goal. The goal is 25,000, and we're just under 22,000. So we're getting there. And I did some quick math. And basically, if 125 people write a check for $25, we're there. And I know there are more than 125 people from Independence listening to this morning. So if you haven't donated, go on cffindy.org. All of the groups that you can donate to underneath that foundation are listed in alphabetical order. So go down to the City Fireworks tab, and you will find that, and you can click on the bubble, and it'll pop up, and it's super easy to walk through and pick what kind of donation you'd like to make. And we just encourage everyone to do that. You can also write checks, make them out to CFFI, and you can mail them in. I think the Rotary PO Box is, I believe it's 41, but you can call Fred Meyer. He's our fireworks committee chair, 332-4906, or you can always call the chamber. But we just need to spend these last 2 weeks. Aren't we 2 weeks away, basically?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Trying to reach that goal. So, again, if $25 is not in your budget, you know, donate five, donate 10. Every little bit helps, and we're almost there. So that's pretty exciting. Another opportunity to give in our community is to the Community Crisis Team. They are raising funds for a new storage facility. CCT receives many generous donations of furniture and household appliances, but they need a place to store it. What they do is they are an organization that helps people in need. So if you find yourself out a refrigerator and you don't have the money for a refrigerator, you're able to call the Community Crisis Team because you are in crisis and seek their support and their help. So they're looking to acquire a large single storage facility. They're wanting to raise $100,000. So that's a lot of money. But again, there are a lot of generous people in this community, and helping other people is their passion. And so if you are called and have it on your heart to donate, be sure and go again to the Community Foundation for Independence, and you can donate to CCT Building Fund. And you can also mail that to P.O. Box 1003. So while I said a minute ago the Rotary P.O. Box, and I was unsure if that was the right number, you can go use that one, P.O. Box 1003, and mail in your check to CFFI for the fireworks, as well as to the CCT Building Fund as they work to raise $100,000 to house all of the amazing donations that they receive from everyone in this community to be able to continue to help people. And they're not only in Independence, they have worked with all of the outlying communities. Coffeyville's one of them, and worked to help those communities start their own community crisis teams so that support goes beyond the boundaries of Independence. Blood is needed. The Red Cross blood drive is going to be on Thursday, June the 25th. So that's this week at Memorial Hall from 1 to 5:15. Go to redcrossblood.org to sign up. And there is another opportunity to donate blood, and that would be out at Labette Health. They are hosting a blood drive on Tuesday the 30th. So that's next week from 10 to 4. And the blood mobile will be in the parking lot of Independence Healthcare Center, and that's at 510 Peter Pan Road. And also, when you donate at that event, you're going to get a free donor T-shirt and a Fun Pass package that they say is worth more than $245 while supplies last. And so they're wanting everyone to be mindful of the need for blood and to donate at one of these opportunities. So next Tuesday, the 30th, if you want to schedule an appointment, call 417-227-5006, or this Thursday at Memorial Hall from 1 to 5:15. So let's see here. I already talked about the Miss Able event this Friday at the park. Will be Glow Golf. That starts at 9 o'clock. It's $5 per person. So if you want to get out and do some miniature golf, they're only offering it once a month during summer months. So take advantage of that. Again, that is this Friday, starts at 9 o'clock. The Independence Children's Summer Theater will have their final performance of the summer. They will be performing on the stage of the William Inge Theater, Disney Newsies Jr. this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7. The Sunday matinee is at 2. So be sure and check those out. Reminder that the farmer's market still going on, going strong. Be sure, there's lots of vendors, so be sure and put that on your things to do from 7:30 to 11 every Saturday. There's a free swim at Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center, sponsored by Live Healthy Montgomery County, another chamber member, this Saturday the 27th from 6:15 to 8:15. So a couple of hours, it's still plenty of daylight, still plenty of heat, and an opportunity to get in and enjoy a free swim. So put that on your calendar this week. And again, thank you to Live Healthy Montgomery County for offering that. And let's see, what else do we have going on? Business After Hours. When we talk about the Chamber, they're hosting Business After Hours on June the 30th, and the business sponsor will be Independence Housing Authority, and we will be out at the New Jefferson Subdivision. And we'll start at 500 Catalpa. It's one of the new homes. Actually, all the homes that the Independence Housing Authority has been working on will be open, and you'll be able to walk in and see them. They are incredible. I've toured them. They're really, really nice homes. And again, that's on Tuesday, June the 30th. So that's next week from 5 o'clock. And all chamber members are welcome to attend. And then Niwala Musical, we were talking about the summer musical for the kids. The Niwala Musical Frozen auditions are coming up Tuesday the 30th, Wednesday, July the 1st, and Wednesday, July the 8th at Memorial Hall. And those who are planning to audition are encouraged to fill out an audition form at niwala.com. So go check that out and make sure that you get a time to audition for all of the opportunities for the musical Frozen that they will be offering. I reached out to the college this morning and want to let everyone know that they still have kids' college going on. So Wednesday, July the 1st will be theater camp from 10 to 12 at the William Inge Theater. And then cheer camp will be offered Wednesday, July the 8th from 11 to 12 at the ICC Fieldhouse. And you can sign up for both those camps at ndcc.edu. So another fun thing for the kids to do this summer. As we approach the 4th of July, I want to remind everyone that we're celebrating our nation's 250th birthday, as we all know. But at the Memorial Hall, right in front of the Statue of Liberty at 10 o'clock, there will be America 250 Lady Liberty Celebration and Ice Cream Social. And then after that, the community is invited to look up to the sky at 9:30 and enjoy all of the fireworks courtesy of the Independence Rotary Club's effort to raise those monies for that. Also, Eagle Rock Shredders will be hosting a group ride celebrating America's 250th anniversary on the 4th of July. And the ride will start at 10 o'clock out at the Outlet Channel Picnic Shelter at Elk City State Park is the location of the meeting place. And then there will be free hamburgers and hot dogs starting at 11 o'clock for those who participated in the ride. So you can have ice cream. You can go ride your bike.
An all-American day.
I know. Ride off the ice cream, then eat some more hamburgers and hot dogs. Also, the Independence Science and Technology Center is offering something fun on Saturday, 4th of July, from 1:30 to 4:30. So that's after all of the things I just mentioned. They're going to be making ice cream in a bag and water rockets. So again, more ice cream and some fun with water.
It's that time of year.
I know, it is. So the Science and Technology Center is located at 125 South Penn Avenue, and the event is free. I reached out to the ICC Fab Lab and because I knew we were going to be talking about welding camp. And while registration's full, he said he can squeeze in maybe one or two more. So if you didn't get registered for welding camp, fear no more. You can squeak in. Again, he thinks he can get in one or two more. It's Monday, July the 6th through Thursday, July the 9th from 9 to 3:30.
No, that'll be a good event. Looking forward to that. I know I came in and talked about it just a little bit, and it sounds like there's a great demand for it.
There is, yes. The cost is $79. It's for kids 12 to 17. You can give them a call at 332-5618. So, yes, we want to teach these kids all of these trades because they are very valuable and very lucrative later in life. And then, as I mentioned, we'll have July 1st Friday, and that will be on the second Friday, so that would be July the 10th, and I've already mentioned the speakers for that, so be sure and put that on your calendar, and then also that Friday evening at 6 o'clock will be All Wheels Night, and Tabitha reported that straight away will be the band that's playing that night, so come on downtown, bring your cars down, bring your lawn chairs, just enjoy being together and the music of Straight Away. And then I'll wrap it up by letting you know a few opportunities for some Bible schools that would be fun for the kids to do. First United Methodist Church is a chamber member. They're at 200 South Penn. They have Bible school Monday, July the 13th through Thursday the 16th in the evening from 5:30 to 8. So lots of fun there. And then the Hub Church will be having their Bible school Wednesday, July the 15th through July the 17th. And that will be from 6 to 8 out at 3176 West Main Street. So a couple of options for Bible school for everyone. And then let's see, shout out to Main Street for a Save the Date sidewalk sale July 25th. So put that on your calendar. And I think I'll stop there, and we'll catch up next week.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and straight ahead, we are going to be getting into more Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690. Right now, we have a check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility.